So what do you do if you fall and you slip and you're in a liability accident like that?
Great question, Umi. That's called like a premises liability or slip and fall accidents. For those situations, what you want to do is you want to notify the manager, notify the people there. Tell them what happened. Let them go. They will often take a report from you, take your name, address, and phone number, get your information. Tell them you're hurt. Tell them that your back hurts, your leg hurts, your neck hurts, your shoulder hurts, what it is. Ask them if they have any security footage. There's all these places have security footage. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they write over each other. They write over the hard drive every 24 or 36 hours. So if you don't do that and if the manager doesn't secure it, that tape is written over and you lose it. And that happens all the time. Notify them, ask them about security tape, tell them your information, have them follow up with you. Get their information. Get it. Get their name. Who did you report it to? So you can keep track of that. I can't tell you how many times we go contact a store later and they say, we don't know anything about it. And if we can say, no, they talked to this person on this date. They gave them a card. Here's the deal. Lo and behold, they know who that is. And it comes out. So do that. And then after you're done and you leave the store and you make the incident report, you do all that stuff I suggested, go get medical care. Go to an urgent care, go to an ER, go to your primary care doctor, go attend to the injuries that you need. What can happen with folks is you think you're fine, you think it's no big deal, and you kind of put up with it. Men are worse than that at women. But sometimes women just are tough. You think you're tough. You don't think it's a big...
You don't need it. You'll just write it out. Yeah, one of those people, definitely.
Are you? And then what happens is that then if you don't get medical later, a defendant's going to try to say you weren't really injured, and all you're doing is saying, I was really injured. I just... thought it was something else. I thought it'd get over on its off better on its own, and I wasn't going to make a big to-do about it. Mm-hmm. That's how all of my clients are. No one is trying to go rush to the ER, the urgent care, to document something, to make something that where there isn't anything. Mm-hmm. That's not how people work. So that happens all the time. Go get the medical care, follow up, continue to get medical care. And then the last thing you want to do is call a lawyer like me who can help you and guide you through the claims process. Don't give any statements to any insurance adjusters. Don't give a recorded statement. They don't need it. Go get all your medical care. Call a lawyer like me who can tell you whether or not we can add value to your case, and it's the kind of case we can handle. The quicker you get to us, the better, because that insurance company, whether it's a car wreck, a premises case, or something else, they're working against you already. I've had lawyers for trucking companies show up at scenes of accidents. You can bet that manager is on the of the whatever the big box store it is on the line to risk management. They're already pulling that tape. If it's good, they're going to keep it. If it ain't, they're going to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of stuff going on against you right now, and you're fighting big corporations and big insurance companies. So the quicker you get to a lawyer like me, better equalizes the playing field. Mm-hmm.